2023 was another year full of scams and consumers getting ripped off by dishonest actors in the marketplace. The Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois is already flagging some scams that are taking place here in 2024. We now welcome our guy Steve Burness, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois. Welcome back to the show, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Excited to have you once again. Always excited to have you because you alert the public of potential scams going on, letting consumers know what to look out for in the future if they're making purchases regarding pretty much anything, because scams are rampant these days. Well, let's look back a little bit at 2023. And Steve, you guys at the Better Business Bureau, Chicago, Northern Illinois, released your top 10 red hot local scams of 2023. And I just have to imagine that online shopping being number one could not have been a surprise to you guys.
Not at all, Alex. Thank you. Yes, the top 10 list starts with the online purchases for the fourth year in a row, and I assume it'll be again number one next year. It's starting off that way. You know what it is, Alex, is everything shifted online because of the pandemic, and I think people now found a new way of shopping, finding information and stealing money. The scammers have found a better way to steal money from people because they know everybody's online. And what it really comes down to be, and what boils down to be, is that consumers are too trustworthy. And secondly, more importantly, is that they don't do any research on these companies that they're doing business with. And that's my biggest frustration in my 36-year career at the BBB, because consumers take all the time necessary after the fact to check on that company. And then they say, yeah, there was a scam. I looked them up. Why didn't they look up ahead of time? And they would have been saved their money. And unfortunately, that's what happens in our world today, because we're all in a fast-paced society.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I feel like every time you've come on, you have mentioned exactly that do your research ahead of time. It doesn't do you much good to do it after the fact.
Exactly. And that's the key. And that's, if anybody could take one thing away today from this interview, it would be that, because time and time again, and again, I've been doing it for 36 years, I see consumers lose their life savings. And sometimes it's only $1,000 or $5,000, whatever it may be. But they do the research after and they find all that information out. They said, you know, you're right. I did look them up and her up. And it's just so frustrating, because the only way to put scams out of business, Alex, is not to give them your business. And that's the key. There's not enough courts. There's not enough police. There's not enough authorities all over the world that can help you. The only way to put them out of business is not to give them your business. And scams keep increasing each and every day and each and every year. That tells me, it tells the Better Business Bureau one thing: it's working, and they're going to continue to go after people until people wake up and realize that these are scams.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Chicago, Northern Illinois, joining me this morning on Score Values. And number two on the list, Steve, is something that I know we get alerts for here at work. I've gotten it from pretty much every employer that I've ever worked for, and that is phishing scams. What can you tell us about the number two scam on the list for 2023?
Well, it's a good point. Phishing scams do affect consumers, and they also affect businesses. And what I mean by that is, once you click on a link that it has malware or spam or some malicious code on it, you don't know what website it's going to and what it can put on your computer. And most consumers think, it won't happen to me. It can and probably will if you click on those links. And if you think they're not good at it, think about about 5 years ago, a South Suburban in Chicago police station, police organization rather, basically had to pay the fee to the scammers. They locked up their police files and they held it ransom. So they could do that to you as well. They could hold your pictures ransom in your computer or your phone. So it's getting to the point that scams are so prolific right now in the marketplace is that the Better Business Bureau suggests you not click on any links unless you know it's coming directly from, they told you it's coming from that company. Call the company itself or go to the company's website click on that link. Because if you do these links, you don't know where they're going. They can have, Alex, they can have one character change in it and you think it's going to that company when it's actually going to a scammer. So it's getting to the point, don't click on those links. And secondly, don't answer your phones unless the phone caller is in your contact list, because the scammers are continuing to utilize the phone and the emails for these phishing scams. And I talked to a law firm last year. Unfortunately, they had to pay $1 million to get their files back. One of their clerical people clicked on a link and opened up the passageway for the scammer to infiltrate the corporate account and hold everything for ransom. So again, they had to pay $1 million to get their files back.
Steve, something that I guess I'm sensing a little bit of a theme with you talking about this, and I know there's another story we're going to get to as well, but scammers do a really good job, whether it's through email or on the phone, of making themselves, you mentioned one character off, making themselves look and sound a lot like the company that you thought that you were clicking a link for.
Exactly, Alex. You can't tell the difference today in what the website looks like, because in the past it was always misspellings or bad grammatical errors or whatever it may be. You can tell. Now they just copy and paste, and they have artificial intelligence also falls into this, where it can make a website look like a Fortune 500 company when it's truly a scammer. So I think at the naked eye, consumers, I have trouble sometimes looking at websites and determining whether or not it is a valid one or not, or email. So just think about the consumers who are unprepared in understanding it. So it's best to do the research, not click on the links. And if somebody wants you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that's the tip off to the ripoff. And what I mean by that is they want you to act quickly, like give us your account number, give us your social security number, or it's the IRS, you're going to go to jail if you don't, you know, pay your back taxes. Nobody does that stuff. And the only scammers do. So if they want you to pay unconventional payment methods, or they put the fear in you that you got to do something in 30 minutes or something's going to happen, that's the tip off to the ripoff, Alex.
Steve Burness, the president and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago and Northern Illinois, joining me this morning on Score Values. And finally, the number three scam of 2023, which is certainly concerning for a lot of people seeking jobs. That would be employment scams.
It is, Alex, and it's unfortunately they're getting more elaborate. And what I mean by that is you're dealing with a scammer. They set up fake interviews now. So they basically say, okay, you got the job, Alex. Now we're going to interview for the job. And then you meet two or three different people online, and their scammers just trying to get that information from you. And what they're trying to get is your information to steal your identity. Think about your employer, what you give them. You give them your bank account number to put your checks in. You give them your social security number because you have to. And these scammers are asking for that information. So you think you're dealing with a reputable, you know, organization that's hiring somebody, and it's a scammer. And they're going so far as to two other things. Is one is they're looking online for the person in HR. So if it's Steve Burness working for the Better Business Bureau, they know that. So the scammer says, I'm Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. So they look online. Oh, yeah, Steve does work for the Better Business Bureau. So they're getting so elaborate and going so much things that try to trick you into that. It's just amazing. And we have several reports in our Better Business Bureau scam tracker where they say you got the job, we're going to pay you a lot of money, but you have to buy an iPhone and you have to buy an iPad so we can put our corporate software on there, and we'll pay you back on your first paycheck. Well, you bought a new iPhone, you bought a new iPad, and you send it over to them, and guess what? You're not getting it back. So they tell you all kinds of tricks, you know, things of that nature. The key on this is go to the company's website directly or call them and ask, you know, do you have job positions, or does Steve work for you? And is this his number or email address? Because it's getting to a point where they're getting so elaborate and they're doing it. And all this information's out there for people seeking jobs. They have their resume out there. So there's, hundreds of thousands of people with all their data out there. And these scammers know you're looking for a job, and they promise you everything under the sun, and they don't deliver.
Well, Steve, when you look at the top 10, and I know that you can view the rest of the top 10 at BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau website, whether it's employment, I know number six is healthcare and identity theft. It seems like it's especially like you were talking about with employment. That's the best way for these scammers to get as much information on you as possible.
Right. They do scams that you don't think of that a scammer is behind it. Like you think you're applying for a job at a company, you don't think a scammer is behind it. What they really want to do is to steal your information for ultimately identity theft. So as you mentioned, identity theft is 8 on our list of top 10. It still is the fastest growing white collar crime. So what I mean by that, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when your identity will be stolen. Everybody's going to have their identity stolen. I had mine stolen. So you can't prevent it from happening to you. You know, former attorney General Lisa Madigan had her identity stolen several times as well. So ultimately, they want to steal your identity, and we call them imposters, or they make themselves look like they're some other organization trying to get your information to steal your identity.
Well, let's look ahead to 2024, and Better Business Bureau Chicago and Northern Illinois has released a press release about the possibility of scammers coming after holiday shoppers' rewards that you have built up by shopping a lot at stores over the holiday season. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, our scam tracker already lit up with a lot of complaints regarding this. So basically what the scammers are doing are being imposters, saying they're from XYZ store and you bought something over the holidays. You didn't use your rewards yet. Would you like to use them? Of course. Why would you? They're going to expire. So you can say yes. And they basically, okay, we need your account number. We need your password, your login, whatever it may be. So they're saying they're coming from major retailers, you know, like Amazon, Kohl's, and Costco, but they're not. They're scammers saying they're from that, and they're basically saying that you have a reward with them program and you didn't use it, so you're going to lose it if you don't claim it. So people get worried that they're going to lose it. Again, they said, why did I know I shopped at Amazon or Kohl's? They don't know where you shopped. They send it to everybody, hoping that you are a shopper of that store. So if you never bought anything on Amazon, you may get it saying you have rewards at Amazon because they don't know. They're sending it to everybody and it throws everything at the wall and sees what sticks on the wall. So if you're getting an email unannounced saying it's from your credit card company or Amazon or Kohl's and you got some great rewards, click here. You don't want to miss out the opportunity. Don't click on it. If you think it's legitimate, go to the website of that company, whether it be Amazon, Kohl's, or Costco, and see if that was a true, verifiable email, because our scams at the Better Business Bureau have lit up already on this scam right after the holiday season because the scammers know you have those reward points built up.
Steve, great stuff. I know you mentioned for two consumers going into 2024, the number one thing, always do your research ahead of time. Are there a couple other things you want to reiterate to consumers as we head into the year 2024?
Sure. Always use your credit card for anything you purchase. You have your safest protection. If you use a cash app, they are safe to use if you know who you're giving it to. So what I mean by that, if you use a cash app and you give it to a scammer, the banks are not going to help you like they would on a credit card because you gave that scammer the money. It doesn't matter if it's a fraud situation. So always use your credit card. Again, look up the companies on the Better Business Bureau website. The Better Business Bureau is also a referral agency, so you can find businesses you can trust on the Better Business Bureau. So if you need a heating contractor or your water tank, you know, breaks down, you want to find somebody who can help you, go to our website at bbb.org. But also paying for unconventional payment methods, that's the tip-off to the rip-off. If somebody calls you up saying pay by gift card or Bitcoin or some other way, that's usually a sign of a rip-off. And there's a lot of counterfeit products out there, a lot of fake websites. So really do some research, making certain that you know who you're dealing with, and they want to steal your identity. So that's the number one thing this year, is that they want to steal your identity. They're going to find any way to do it.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of Better Business Bureau, Chicago, Northern Illinois. Thanks, as always, Steve. We'll talk to you here shortly.
Thank you so much for having me today.